Good afternoon, Cell Group, and I thought I'd start on this joyful third Sunday of Advent with a joyful sound. We're getting very close to the big celebration of the birth of Jesus. And our gospel last Sunday was a joyful enough one. It was from John's first chapter. And just a wee bit about John's gospel, like, why was it written? It was written for a group of believers. And John was describing how Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And he was asking these people to hold on to their faith no matter what the pressures were. He wasn't as much interested as some of the other evangelists was in spreading this good news to non-believers. But he had powerful symbols, and these must have been attractive to people who weren't Christians. Symbols such as Jesus, the light of the world, and Jesus, the bread of life. So this part of the gospel from last Sunday begins at verse 6. This is after the prologue. You know, the prologue starts, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So this is now an introduction to John the Baptist, a man sent from God, whose name was John. That word "sent" is an important word in the fourth gospel. It's almost the name of God who sends Jesus, who sends John, and eventually sends Jesus' disciples. So he sends John, and he came as a witness to testify for the light. And again, this word "light" is one of the huge themes in John's gospel, that Jesus, the Messiah, Son of God, was the light of the world. But also a big word in that verse is witness. This is a theme in John's gospel. Now, he goes on to describe John's mission. "He himself was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light." And we can think of Jesus in John's gospel describing himself, "I am the light of the world." That's John 8, verse 12. "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." John 9, verse 5. I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. John 12. So this is a huge theme, as I said, in John's gospel. Jesus is the light. So John the Baptist was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" So there's a kind of a reason for this. John says this and Jesus says that, especially when it comes to who are you? He says, "I am not the Messiah." So John's gospel is making it very clear that John the Baptist didn't claim to be the Messiah. He has him saying, "I am not the Messiah. And are you Elijah?" He even says he's not Elijah, even though last Sunday we had in Matthew's gospel, Elijah would come before Jesus and John is the Elijah. He said, "I am not Elijah. Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." And he said, "Who are you? Let us have an answer," which is a perfectly reasonable question to ask. Who are you? We have to have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? So the reason for this is that the community of the fourth gospel came from different backgrounds. First of all, you had the followers of John the Baptist, who may have had some affection for him still, maybe weren't clear, was he the Messiah or was it Jesus? Maybe because John baptized Jesus, he was more important than Jesus. And they might have had ideas like that. There were also Pharisees, Samaritans, and Gentile converts. So all of these people had different sorts of backgrounds, different sets of ways of looking at who Jesus was. And as I said at the start, John's purpose was to say, Jesus is the Messiah, the chosen one, the Son of God. So this little dialogue is making it clear that John knew he wasn't the Messiah, and he wasn't one of the prophets. And he said of himself, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, in Matthew's Gospel, as we had last week, that's quoted, but it's not quoted in the mouth of John the Baptist. In verse 23, he has John himself saying what his role is, that it's a preparatory role and nothing more. "I'm the voice crying in the wilderness, make a straight way for the Lord," the one who's coming after him. Now this last section, verses 24 to 28, the Pharisees are asking him, "Why are you baptizing?" And John doesn't give an answer why he baptizes. He's just saying that the baptism that Jesus will bring is a much more powerful baptism. "I baptize with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." You know, we have the expression, "I couldn't even lace his boots." But it's the same sort of meaning. This one coming after me is much more important than I am, and therefore his baptism is much more superior than the one I am performing. So it's another few verses explaining the difference between John the Baptist and Jesus. So, questions on this gospel. So the first one would be, John the Baptist came to bear witness to Jesus. "Who have been the people who have borne witness to you of the good news of the gospel that God loves you? Was it a friend, a parent, a teacher, for example? And to whom have you borne that witness?" Another question, John was the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, announcing confidently to those in the wilderness that they must not despair because God's grace will come to them at any moment, in any place. Have you had the experience of being in the wilderness, feeling lost? From whom did you hear a voice that gave you hope? And have you been able to give hope to other people when they were in the wilderness? And maybe that's enough to be thinking about. Once again, thank you for spending this time with God's Word, and thank you for your openness to His Spirit in your life. God bless.